No, sir. Well, I tell you what, now you find some swamp, but probably you're gonna have, if you're gonna try to cultivate it, you probably will have to cut you a ditch through that to drain it in that swamp land, the way it'll drain, you know, and water go off of it. Of course, you cut a ditch through it, like I did my land down in what I got now. It used to overflow a lot and swampy out in there, you know, and it got a drag line ditch cut down through there, you know, to where it'll drain. Place of standing up out there, you know, it will soak down and drain off, you know, and be dry, that swampy land.
I see. So, suppose you have a wet place in the middle of a field. What do you call that?
Well, they call it a
Mostly.
seep, kind of a wet place, and some call it a kind of a spring seep, you know. It water sort of boils up gradually, you know, and makes a wet slash
Is
out
that
there.
a marsh? You just call it a seep.
That's, well, you call it a mash, you know, sort of a mash, you know, out in there, you know, either kind of a wet seep place out in there. And probably you'll have to cut you a little ditch down through there, you know, to drain it off into some of the lower place.
When you were a boy, did they ever talk about
Fertilizer.
fertile land? Did they ever use the word fertile?
No, you don't mean fertilize. You don't something
No. Did they
fertile.
ever describe land as being?
Fertile? No,
Yes.
no, sir. Well, no, sir. No, sir. We didn't know nothing about that back then. No, sir.
And the different kinds of soil that you've got, the kind that's breaks up in your hands easily, what do you call that?
Well, kind of a sandy land, like, you know,
Part sand, part
quartz
clay.
clay, right? You know, yes, sir, that's right.
Do you have a name for that, or did you?
No, it's a soil, no, it's a kind of aluminum soil.
Let me ask you these.
Yes, sir.
I've heard loam and buckshot
Yes, sir.
and gumbo. Do you
Yes, sir,
know
that's
what?
right.
Are they all the same thing?
Well, pretty well, that buckshot land. Well, the buckshot land, he's kind of crumbly fine. The buckshot land, it's got little rocks in it.
Oh, I see.
Just small little crumbs of rocks. They call that buckshot land. It
But
don't grow too stuffed too well. All right.
loam's pretty good, is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's pretty good, you know. Yes, sir. Yes,
I see.
sir. Yes, sir.
And
Yes.
I'll tell you something that you talked to me, you told me how you harvested oats and you tied them together. Did you ever have the difference between shocks and sheaves and things like that?
Well, that's
Could
the
you
same
explain that?
thing. That's about the same thing,
And
sure.
what do you do? What kind of corn shock that you described
Well,
in
oh, wait. Let's see. Yes, sir. I tell you what, now, corn shocks is sort of like this. Of course, you can cut the whole stalk if you want to and shock it up. It's good, much better. But if you just want to cut them tops off of it, you can shock them, you see. Well, you can cut this whole corn stalk off. Yeah, you can put it in big shocks like that and tie your string or rope or whatever around it, you know, and it'll stay out there in the field all the weather. You know, if you know, didn't want to, and of course the stock can eat off it right there, you know. But these oats is when they got a something fastened. We did have a, you know, something fastened on a blade. It's got a long handle in it, and it's kind of crooked, and you know, and that blade, you know, you can sling it, but you got to get used to it. And it's got a cradle on there, something that holds them oats when they cut them. And sort of pulls them around in a little bundle. Where you throw that cradle out, you know, and cut them oats, and take this hand in this.